That is Sounds of Tarab. Yes, I should just throw it to you. And Alsara?
Yes, my name is Alsara.
And you're from Sudan originally, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I am. I'm from Sudan.
So you're a little bit peripheral to...
So.
The zone of the music. Mm-hmm, but I guess there's a lot in common between Sudanese music and this music?
Yes.
Some things in common.
There's some things in common.
Depending on which style.
Yes, and yeah. A little bit of the styling. Definitely the... I don't know, the Arabic influence in some of the songs that you can find it in certain parts of Sudan. So I definitely related to that. And the language, even though I didn't speak Swahili, the combination of Bantu and Arabic and Swahili makes it very easy for me, even though I don't speak the language, to relate to it and really feel firm in it.
Do you guys want to give us a little Tarab 101?
Sure.
Well, tell me, Isma, well, how did this is the first I've heard of a band taking on this type of music in New York. What inspired you, Ismail, the accordionist?
Well, if I can to tell you the story, we're going to mention his name because he's the one.
The name.
About 10 years ago, I got a tape of some of this music from Bob Gottfried. If he's out there, hello, Bob. And he gave me this tape. So here, listen to this. This is music from the Kenyan coast. And we listened to it, and we found it very interesting, this stuff. It had accordion on it, and it had oud, and it had violin, which is what Haig and Michael and myself have been playing. And also kanun on there. There was some kanun. Michael plays kanun. And we heard this, and we got into this. And so it kind of laid on the back shelf for a while, you know. And then one day we got together and said, let's play some of this stuff. It's kind of nice. Let's hear some more of it. And we did. Thanks to Bob, of course, and all praises due. And we love you, Bob. And we got it, and so there it is. So we came together with these lovely people,
wonderful musicians,
and yeah. And there we are. So we're playing. Took off from there, exactly.
And a lot of you guys have worked in, sort of Mediterranean and Eastern European music, mm-hmm. and you're certainly from the Mediterranean and Middle Eastern side, making some connections here, because this is a very intriguing mix of what we would think of, I guess, Middle Eastern modality, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And modal, yeah.
More African rhythmic basses. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting combination of things.
It's really, you could hear... The fact this music grew on the eastern coast of Africa, especially Zanzibar and Kenya were sort of the joint birthplaces of the music in the turn of the century. And you can hear all the influences. The fact that all these eastern coast areas were mixed with Middle Eastern people, Indian people, African people, and you can hear it very clearly in the language, in the music. Mm-hmm. So,
also in the very very early 1900s, musicians were sent by the Sultan of Zanzibar were sent to Cairo and to Istanbul to study music. And they brought the instruments back. And originally, Tarab was done in Arabic. And in around the 50s and 60s, the Arabic was lost, and they started doing it in Swahili.
Hmm.
Kenya tries to lay claim to the birth of Tarab.
I just
found out.
And then, of course,
there is this fight between Kenya and Zanzibar about it.
They're all right.
But yeah, originally it was actually all male orchestras that were doing it until about the 1940s and 50s when it switched to Swahili, and it's now really dominated by women in terms of lead singers.
That's interesting. So maybe there was a change in the rules, the conventions
change of the rules. I think it's also because when it first started, it was sort of male social clubs that would come together, encouraged by the Sultan in the court. And, you know, a lot of them would just start playing music, and they were encouraged to play this kind of music in the court. So that's how it progressed. And then eventually when it became more popular, moved around in the villages, that's when women started taking hold of it.
Yeah. Sons of Tarab live here at WFMU. And they have a website, a MySpace page, where you can keep track of gigs. I guess your next gig is at the Lafayette Grill, mm-hmm. right? On the 27th of April. And that is 54 Franklin Street.
That's right.
Downtown. Mm-hmm.
Between Lafayette and Broadway.
Between Lafayette and Broadway, starting around 8.
8 o'clock.
And the website is Sounds of TARAAB, myspace.com/soundsoftarAAB.
Right.
And I have a link on my homepage too, so you can follow along. And are you guys doing mostly, now you're doing mostly interpretations of songs? Are you doing any original material yet?
We're not at original yet.
We're not at the original stage yet.
Not yet. No, we're taking all of this wonderful music and just doing it mm-hmm. our way. And, yeah.
All right. Well, tell us what you have next.
Yeah. We're going to feature one of our percussionists, Taye. She's going to
Yes, sing a song for us. A little peripheral too. I'm from Harlem. Now residing in the Bronx. Mm-hmm.